Just so you're aware of what follows, let me offer a brief outline of the format of the meditation. The meditation consists of verses of scripture being read with breaks between. In the breaks, you will hear a chime sounded twice. The chime is a reminder to come back to what you've heard and to bring your attention to what arises for you as you contemplate the verse. So it is a simple process of listening, of reflecting, of coming back to the verse each time you hear the chime before we move on to the next verse. Let us begin. So I just invite you to sit back in a relaxed position with your eyes closed, bringing your attention to your breath. And as you continue to watch your breath, just deepening your breathing. And on each exhale, becoming more relaxed in the body. And as you continue to watch your breath, just taking a moment to scan all your muscle groups. And if you're aware of any centers of tension, just releasing those now. And you're invited to go deeper and deeper, bringing your attention to your thoughts. Allowing your thoughts to settle so that the mind becomes still and clear. So as your body is relaxed and your mind is still and clear, so now bringing your attention to the area of your heart. Just aware that the feeling that you have life in yourself is an appearance, and that that appearance arises from the Lord flowing into your soul moment to moment. So as the body's relaxed and the mind is still and clear, so the heart is at peace, open to receiving the word of the Lord. Psalm 26. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have also trusted in the Lord. I shall not slip. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my mind and my heart. for your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. I have not sat with idolatrous mortals, nor will I go in with hypocrites. I have hated the assembly of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocence, so I will go about your altar, O Lord, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all your wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Do not gather my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloodthirsty men, in whose hands is a sinister scheme, and whose right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be merciful to me. My foot stands in an even place. In the congregations I will bless the Lord. And now, just bringing your attention to your breath once more. Taking in a few deep breaths and slowly releasing them. and with each breath, just becoming more aware of the sensation in your body, of your presence in the room, and I invite you now just to open your eyes, bringing with you a sense of the presence of the Lord's Word into waking consciousness.